KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's take a look at college sports first. As Donovan Jackson scored 25 points, Lindell Wigginton added 22, and Iowa State upended number 15-ranked West Virginia 93-77 last night, sending the shorthanded Mountaineers to their fifth loss in six games. Cameron Lard scored 18 points with 13 rebounds for the Cyclones. They took advantage of the absence of West Virginia's Daxter Miles Jr. by handling the Mountaineers their biggest defeat since a 23-point blowout at the hands of Texas A&M in their opener. The Cyclones had West Virginia playing catch-up from the opening tip as the Mountaineers caught them just once but were never able to overtake them. West Virginia fell behind 25-11 after allowing Iowa State to hit 10 of its first 13 shots. The Mountaineers rallied with an 18-4 run, but the Cyclones answered with a 24-11 spurt and went back ahead 53-40. Iowa State continued its torrid shooting in the second half. Jackson's fifth three-pointer gave them a 74-60 lead, and Wigginton's drive at the end of the shot clock made it 84-70 with 4:38 left. The Cyclones committed just 8 turnovers against the league's leader in turnover margin, despite missing point guard Nick Wiley Babb to knee tendonitis. Javon Carter scored 18 points, and Asa Ahmad and Sagabe Kanote each had 17 for West Virginia. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm had to be encouraged by his team's effort after a 68-45 home loss to Tennessee that left he and his players calling the Cyclones soft more than once. Iowa State showed resolve against a team that had won 4 of the previous 5 meetings in the series. Iowa State will play at Baylor next up on Saturday. Also in college hoops last night, Ryan Taylor hit 3 of 5 from beyond the three-point arc to score 25 points and help power Evansville past Northern Iowa 57-49 in a clash of Missouri Valley Conference squads Wednesday night. Taylor topped 20 points for the 12th time this season by hitting 10 of 17 from the field. Evansville earned its first three-game win streak of the season after they knocked off Drake Saturday. The teams were tied at intermission at 21, and the Panthers got within 4 points, 45-41, after Bennett Cook converted a pair of free throws with 7:08 left, but the Purple Aces responded with an 8-1 run for an 11-point lead. Blake Simmons scored 15 points and had 15 rebounds for Evansville. Cook finished with 19 points on 9 of 14 from the free throw line to help lead Northern Iowa as the Panthers fall to 11-12. They're 3-8. In conference play. Well, I had another victory to Virginia's ledger as the second-ranked Cavaliers picked up their 13th in a row. Kyle Guy scored 22 points, and the Cavaliers are 21-1 overall, 10-0 in the ACC, as they top Louisville 74-64 at Charlottesville last night. Freshman Marco Anthony had 10 points in 18 minutes, receiving added playing time after backup guard Nigel Johnson was given a 3-game suspension for a violation of team rules. Cavaliers have their best conference start since the 1980-81 season. Also in the top 25, third-ranked Purdue ran its winning streak to 18 games as Isaac Haas had 20 points and 9 rebounds in a 75-67 decision over Maryland. Miles Bridges delivered 23 points and 9 rebounds in number 5 Michigan State's 76-68 comeback over Penn State. Jacob Evans III finished with 18 points and provided big baskets, while 8th-ranked Cincinnati was erasing an 18-point deficit, posting an 80-70 win over Houston. 9th-ranked Arizona still leads the Pac-12 after DeAndre Ayton furnished 25 points and 11 boards in a 100-72 laffer against Washington State. Keenan Evans capped his career-high 38-point night by nailing the winning jumper just before the buzzer to give number 10 Texas Tech a 73-71 overtime triumph against Texas. Number 18 Tennessee clobbered LSU 84-61 last night. Also in college basketball news, Arizona State and coach Bobby Hurley have agreed to a 1-year contract extension. If approved by the Arizona Board of Regents, that package increases his compensation and it runs through 2023. The Sun Devils went 12-0 in their non-conference portion of the schedule this season to reach number 3 in the AP Top 25 this year, matching the program's highest ranking. Although they're just 4-5 in the Pac-12, they are in position for their first NCAA tournament appearance in 4 years. Two teams needing a victory collide in East Lansing tonight as the Iowa Hawkeye women visit Michigan State. Both teams are 4-5 in the Big Ten Conference. The Hawkeyes are looking to bounce back from a lopsided loss at home against Nebraska. Coach Lisa Bluter has her fingers crossed.
At the same time, we're a young team. Lexi's like a freshman, you know. We got to remember that. Sometimes we think that we are more veteran team than we are, but we are a pretty young team with one senior in the starting lineup.
Bluter says the Hawkeyes face a similar challenge against the Spartans.
They're going to play a defense much like Nebraska did. You know, very physical, Ball pressure, deny passing lanes. So we got to be ready for this, and this will be good preparation for that.
We'll have that game for you live late this afternoon here on KJAN. Pregame's at 4:45. Tip-off is around 5 o'clock this afternoon. In football news, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski remained in the concussion protocol for New England's first Super Bowl practice in Minnesota yesterday. Patriots coach Bill Belichick said Gronkowski took part in non-contact drills and is working his way back. Quarterback Tom Brady practiced fully, wearing black tape on his injured right hand. Everyone except defensive tackle Tim Jernigan participated in the Eagles' practice. That's according to a pool report. Jernigan has an illness that coach Doug Peterson said is a 24-hour deal. Elsewhere in NFL news, Fox and the NFL have agreed to a five-year deal for Thursday night football games. Those games previously were televised by CBS and NBC, two of the league's other network partners. But Fox announced Wednesday it will televise 11 games between weeks 4 and 15 with simulcasts on NFL Network and Fox Deportes. One of Kansas City's road games has been shifted to Mexico City for the 2018 season. The Chiefs and the Los Angeles Rams will play at Estadio Azteca next season. The date and time will not be announced until April. The NFL has hosted games in Mexico over the past two seasons and will continue to do so through at least 2021. In baseball news, Mookie Betts beat the Boston Red Sox in the first salary arbitration case of the year. The all-star outfielder will get a raise from $950,000 to $10.5 million instead of the team's $7.5 million offer. The 25-year-old hit .264 with 24 homers and 102 RBIs last year when he made his second straight AL all-star team. He hit .318 with 31 homers and 113 RBIs in 2016. A person with knowledge of the agreement says catcher Alex Avila has signed a two-year, $8.25 million contract with the Diamondbacks. The 31-year-old Avila fills a roster spot vacated by catcher Chris Iannetta, who signed with Colorado after spending last season sharing the Arizona catching duties. Last season, Avila hit .264 with 14 homers and 49 RBIs with the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago Cubs. Former Major League outfielder Oscar Gamble has died of a rare tumor of the jaw at just the age of 68. Gamble hit over 200 home runs and was recognizable during his playing days for a giant afro that spilled out of his helmet. Gamble spent seven seasons with the New York Yankees and two stints playing for American League pennant winners in 1976 and 1981. And another wave of victims confronted disgraced former gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar at his third and final sentencing hearing Wednesday, this time about sexual abuse at an elite Michigan club run by an Olympic coach. The judge presiding over the case said the number of people who allege they were abused by Nassar has climbed to 265. That total includes 150-plus victims who offered statements at a different hearing last week, as well as scores of new ones who are expected to speak over the next few days. Nassar faces another long prison sentence on top of the two that he has already received. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.